There's many, many verses in the Bible that tell us about God's love. I'd like to read about three of them. First one, well, I'll just quote. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Another one is 1 John 4:8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In Romans 5:6-8. While we were yet helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Why, one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's three examples of many verses about God's love for us. And just thinking about all the good things we have in our lives can help us appreciate God's love for us. Things we take for granted, you know, life itself, family, friends, the important things of life, we realize that someone greater than us loves us, must love us very greatly. We have abilities, health, deliverance out of problems, success, victory. These must come from somebody greater than us who loves us greatly. And when we go through difficulties, thinking about these good things helps us through those difficult times. Even difficulties in life we can be thankful for, because if we didn't have life, we wouldn't have difficulties. So it shows that we're still alive, and we can be thankful for that. That life is a great gift. But tonight I want to consider the question, not does God love us? We have plenty of evidence of that. But why does God love us? We're not all cute and lovable like I am. So, kidding. So it couldn't be for that. Our bodies age, we get health problems, and we fail God in many ways. We don't trust him, we don't do what he says, and make wrong decisions. We tend to become ugly both on the outside and on the inside. So why does God love us? And even if we were perfect, why would God love us? That's the question I want to examine tonight a little bit. And if anybody, after I'm done, or even during, if there's something to indicate why God loves us, I'd be glad to hear from you. But to help us answer this question, Deanna, my wife, and I considered the following question. Why do parents love their children? That's pretty a common fact that parents love children. Why do they love children, their own children? And we know at times they might tend not to, but the general natural thing is that parents will love children. And so just considering that question, why do parents love their children? And that's a good way to approach this, because God has purposely designed the family to help us understand his love for us. So this is an appropriate question to consider. So first one, I sort of ordered these. First one I put there was, it's basically just built in for parents to love their children. It's part of who we are, the way we were made to love children. When a child is born, it's like there's an immediate, unbreakable bond between a mother and dad and the child and the baby. We've experienced it, and of course, others all over the world experience that, especially the mother, if you hold that first newborn, that newborn baby in her arms. It's just an immediate, unbreakable bond of love between them. My wife, Deanna, even was hugging our baby when they fell in her tummy. She said, "You're coming." I thought that was really nice. The second reason we came up with for children, parents having their children, was just basically the miracle of a new life. One like us, in our image, part of us really, is basically a new life. It's amazing, just the thought of a new creation, a new person. That instills love right there. Another reason we came up with, we wanted children who are ours and they belong to us, to share with, to be with us, to be proud parents of, to provide for. And wanted them to share life's blessings, so we love them. Another one we came up with, fourth reason, was they're innocent for a while. They're innocent. The childlike qualities that God approves of are in a child. Humbleness, trusting, believing, wanting to be like us, wanting to be with us. A touching moment for me was one time kid was about 5 years old. He came up to me and he said, "I want to die before you die." I don't know if he explained this more at that time, but I realized he wanted to always be with me. He didn't want to be without me. So that was a touching thing. It's different now, though, for sure. But he's happy to be in a new situation. But anyways, we want parents to love their children because they're innocent. They want childlike qualities that God loves. Fifth reason I have here is aspiration, hope of what they will become. Thinking about things that make the real, we have a hope for what they'll become, and amazed that, you know, what God will do with their lives, and with that hope and love for them, that they'll do well. And thinking about just about things that make for real happiness and success, and this, of course, would mean putting God first in their lives, so we want that. But it also includes the wonder about what things they will really accomplish in life. We love them because of all what they will accomplish in life and what they'll accomplish for God. So our five we came up with, there's probably more. And considering these about why children can't love their children, it helped us help me come up with the following reasons why God loves us. And basically, it's going to be these 5 points again. Maybe you'll recognize them as I come up with them here. God loves us because it's built in. It's who God is. It's the bottom line. God is love. That first one of the first verses I read, John 4:8. He does not love, does not know God, for God is love. It's who God is. He loves us, and an experience of love for others is God in us. So the way we were made, and that's because the way God is, just built in, that's who God is. God loves each one and never wants that bond of love to break. It's like a parent and a child. The unfortunate thing, of course, is that men break that bond because they choose sin. Second one, God loves us because He made us to have life with Him. He gave us life. Genesis 1:27, two verses I'll read here, we're familiar with most of them probably. 1:27 of Genesis. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. We're like Him and made in His image. say God loves us because that we are in His image. Ecclesiastes 7:29, though, we have a different picture, because God, I'll just paraphrase that, since I think I know it well. God made man upright, but he has sought out devious ways. God made, it does point out that God made man upright. He made him innocent. So at the beginning, God made man innocent. But in the same context here about God making us, we also have the problem of man leaving God. And so the next couple of verses are the way that God has us come back. He makes us new in Christ. And because He's made us in Christ, He loves us. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I think we said that before today. And 2 Corinthians 5:17. We heard this one several times. Therefore, if any one is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So we're new in Christ. A new creation's in Christ. And because we're in His image, we're new in Christ, sinless. God loves us. He made a way that He could love us fully through Christ. When we repent and are born again, it's like the miracle of a new life to Him. Angels rejoice. It's like, you know, when you see a new baby, it's a miracle of a new life. Well, with God, when you become Christian, it repents, like a miracle of a new life. Somebody came back to Him. Somebody new again. Somebody, really a new creature, a new person has been born into this kingdom. And He rejoices, and the angels rejoice. Third reason He loves us, He wanted children and wanted them to be with Him. That we wanted children. He wanted children. He wanted them to be with Him. He wanted to have fellowship with Him. When He first made Adam and Eve, He walked with them in the garden. It doesn't say that specifically, but in the garden, but He was there with them, and He did walk in the garden. So He was with them in the Garden of Eden and did things for them, like had Adam name the animals and different things. But He was with them. He had fellowship with them in the garden to extend. But God knew from the beginning what it would mean to make man, to give man life. He knew what was going to happen, and He knew what it would take. He knew that it would take the death of His Son, His only begotten, beloved Son. He knew that ahead of time, but He wanted to give life to man anyway, to create man. And He was willing to do that in the first Adam. So that the second Adam, as says in Scripture, Christ, took the full king of our sin so that we could again have fellowship with Him. The full desire of God when He created man, that we could have fellowship with Him forever. And He was willing to do that with His own Son. 2 Corinthians 5, 18-20. God wants us to be with Him, and this scripture is about reconciliation. That means coming back to God to be with Him. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. God wanted to keep it for Himself to be with. He tells about that. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. A great picture there. I think I want to point out that God wants to dwell with man. He's made a way for that to be possible for eternity. But he wanted children. He wanted to be with them forever. That's one reason he loved us. He loves us. Another reason he loved us, following what I said for parents and children, is that we were innocent. He loved us because we were pure and innocent. We see this specifically from Scripture in regards to Jesus, because Jesus remained pure and innocent, and there's some Scripture that tells why God loves Jesus. In John 8, verse 29, He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. This is Jesus talking to the Jewish people in Jerusalem. And he said, God has not left him, still loves him, because Jesus always did what pleased God. God loves Jesus because he always pleased him. And in John chapter 10, verse 17, it specifically says why God loved Jesus. For this reason the Father loves me, my boy, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. He is willing to do what follow God completely, always do what pleases him, even to the laying down of his life. And for this, God loved him. In Matthew 3:17, at his baptism, Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist, he has God speaking from heaven. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. You know here that he says, with whom I am well pleased. Again, showing why God loves them. So, because we were innocent, God loved us. And that's why God loved Jesus, because we were innocent. But we became guilty of sin. But still, God wanted to be with us. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Psalm 5:4 says, even may not sojourn with thee. God loves us, but he can't associate with evil. We can't be one who is evil. But he wanted to make a way. But one reason God loves us is because we were innocent, and he wants us to be in that condition again. The innocence is one reason God loves us, and we can be that way again through Christ. And the fifth one, the reason he loves us, because the aspirations, the hope. He knows what we can be. He has big plans for us. He believes in us. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, I'm going to read this one rather than paraphrase. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He is able to complete the work that he started in you. He has his plan. He has a purpose for you. He knows how to bring it to completion. John, oh, 1 John 3:2. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So he stands for us as if he is his son. And we don't know it all yet, but we will certainly be satisfied when he comes and have know his completed work and his wonderful plan for us. Isaiah 40, 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew his strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Very promising scripture. We wait on God. And 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, that God has prepared for those who love him. I'm not particularly certain whether for now or the future. I think it probably pertains to both, but it's clear, certainly a clear indication that it's going to be wonderful. And God has wonderful things planned now and in the future for those who love him. So, reasons why God loves us, just reiterate, it is built in us, who God is. God is love. He loves us because he made us in his image. He made us new in Christ when we fell away. He provided that way through Christ. And he wanted, the third one, he wanted children. He wanted them to be with him forever. He loves us at first because we were innocent. And he provided a way that could be innocent again. And the fifth one, because he loves us because he has a great hope for us. He knows what we can be, and he has wonderful plans for us. And in conclusion here, we in turn are commanded and need to love others. John 15, verses 12 to 14. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you a servant, for the servant... That's that first one of these. Okay. His command is that we love one another. And 1 John 4... Verse 19 through 21. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. In 1 John 3:16 to 18. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. So since God loves us, we ought to love others. We're even commanded to love others. We need these 5 points. We need to love others. We need to love others because being God's children, it's natural to us. It should be natural to us that God fears in us to love others. Number two, we should love others because we want to see new life in others. We want to see new creatures in Christ. We need to love others because we want them to be with us in sharing God's blessings. Number four, we want them to be innocent again. Number five, we want to see God's amazing work in their lives and what they can do through God. Thank you.